Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and I've just been listening to some audio booze by McColgan, Mac, Sassy Cat, our favourite little kitty cat, and just on this conversation about audio boo, Mac, Mac quite rightly says that we should probably be having these sort of discussions down the line again, and that made me think. If we're going to continue having the same discussions about the same issues, I don't know what is the answer to that. Mac says that the audio boo app is good; it does what he wants it to do. And something that both Mac and Cat sort of discussed was this idea of community. Sassy Cat was talking about not being able to build the community on other platforms such as VoiceBo. In fact, on VoiceBo, I have more followers there than I do on Audioboo, and I use VoiceBo less, even less than I use Audioboo at the moment. And Matt was saying that we've been using Audioboo for a couple of years. This community of ours, this community that I'd like to be part of, these people that we share in common in our followers list and the people that we follow, that we stay on Audioboo when we haven't moved. Throughout the complaints, and Max saying that's because Audioboo just works. And I'm not so sure that is the reason. I'm not so sure. I think migration is a difficult thing to consider. Sometimes it's better the devil you know, and also sometimes logistically it's difficult to move from one app to another when you have a community. I mean, some thoughts on this would be. For example, if me and my followers and our shared followers, if you like, migrated over to another app that served us better en masse, would we lose the community? Or no, we're taking the community with us. You see, community is about people, not about places. It's not about where you are, it's about who you are, who you're with, who you engage with, and not necessarily where. Audioboo has been a good platform for that. It's been a good platform for me to engage with you, my listeners. It's been a good platform for me to listen to you and your comments. But it has had its problems, and it still does have its problems. And we talk about these things time and time again. And I think the main problem isn't so much I don't like Audioboo. Of course I do. I'm still here, still recording. Still frustrated by certain things. And it's not so much about what I want that's different from what anybody else wants. I think it's about talking common sense about an application that allows people to communicate via audio, but doesn't allow any kind of engagement, direct engagement with that communication. Here I am recording an audio boo separately to respond to McColgan and Sassy Cat, and to speak to people in general, but I'm having to record a public boo and tag people in that so they can listen to it. There's no continuity, there's no flow of conversation, there's no way of doing that really. And these are problems that we all face. And we continue to face them months down the line, 2 years down the line. Audioboo have listened. Audioboo want to implement these things. Audioboo have promised they will, but they haven't. And it's not about what an individual wants, it's about what people want, that we're all talking about the same thing. We're all talking about building a better community. We're all talking about interacting in that community in a better way. Now, I've seen potential in other apps for doing this. One of my favourite ones that I talk about is VoiceBo. I'm not advocating that against Audioboo or in direct competition, but everything that we seem to talk about on Audioboo, the problems that we have, VoiceBo have taken care of. You can see your followers counts, you can see your like counts, you can comment on audio directly within the application. The application is cross-platform because it's running in HTML5 backup backdrop as it were. So everything's the same, it's uniform across all devices. And every time there's a change, it reflects across those devices. And it has all the features that we use here on Audioboo. But it has more, it has what we're asking for. And sometimes, we get familiar with the app that we use. we invest our time in an application. It's not just about the money. I have no problems with the yearly fee for Audioboo for extended time if we want it. I don't have a problem with that at all. I don't have a problem with Audioboo monetizing in some way. They need to do that. But this idea where the community is being built, I mean, let's take, for example, a few months ago, they had Dolores working for Audioboo, like a community manager. Whatever happened to her? Where did that go? That was like an attempt, I think, from Audioboo to try and listen to people and try and engage, but it just cut short. It wasn't, it didn't add anything. It didn't, the longevity of that project didn't last. It just went. And that makes me wonder. That makes me wonder of the future of Audioboo. Imani Blog, Paul, was talking about he would never leave Audioboo or Twitter and certain of his networks. Unless, of course, everybody else's followers left en masse and he would follow them. I'm not advocating we leave Audioboo, but I am saying that we don't have to. It isn't about audio being a good app, it's just that we're here. We're familiar with it. We use it. We work around the problems of it. We put up with its limitations. We talk about what we want. We all want the same sort of thing. It's not just our micro community that talks about this. There are other communities that talk about it too. I know, I've searched. Other people are having the same issues across Audioboo. And that's what it is. It's about having an application that works for all of us. And we seem to be putting up with its limitations and saying, well, that's okay. And would we do this in other parts of life, you know? If there's a community, if we go down to a local social club and we've got a lovely community down there, and then the social club has to close down, or the social club now doesn't have live bands on, its beer prices go up, its functions start decreasing or not improving, and the club across the road opens up, we could all go across to the club over the road and take our community with us to a place where we can enjoy that community better and engage better. We have that option here with Audioboo. We can migrate, but I think the problem is we're afraid to do that. We're worried. Sassy Cat mentioned that she tried to build up a community on Voicebo. And I think part of the problem we're having here is we have friends here on Audioboo. We want those friends to be with us. And unless we all move en masse, we're going to stay here. We're going to stay on Audioboo. We're going to put up with the frustrations and we're going to talk about this again and again down the line. And not every day, of course, but it's going to come up because it is. It's human nature. Listening to Mac talking about the technical side of Audioboo, I just want to a quick personal to Mac in this boo. I wasn't having a dig, Mac. The technical side of how recording audio. I know that you're using Zoom now, and you're quite happy with your setup. But for many of us, we just want an app that we can open up and record audio, get our message out there and our thoughts out there. And within that app, have people respond. There's other apps that do that. We don't have to have multiple apps, emails, Boss Jock, Downcaster, and the various Android equivalents to record some audio and engage with people. We can have an app that does all that. There are apps out there that do it. SoundCloud is better at it. There are even smaller, minor audio apps that are better at it than Audioboo. And yet we're still here, aren't we? And I want to ask you, why are we still here? The answer, I think, for me is community. It is that you're all still here, you're listening. I still come back and engage with you. And so I put up with the frustrations because nobody's moving, nobody's doing anything about it. It's like having a car that it doesn't, you know, it gets you from A to B, but it does very little else. And we want to upgrade that car, but we're not going to. We're not going to upgrade it. There's another car around the corner that serves a purpose better. But we're familiar with this one. We know how it runs. We know its foibles. We know its quirks. We know its limitations. And we stay with that. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. But community is people, not location. And we have choices. We can all stay on Audioboo. We can all migrate. We can do what we want to do. While you're all here listening to me on Audioboo, I shall stay here. But I do use other apps now, and I have. Engaging better on other apps. I'm engaging better with people, new communities as I've got now, other people, other engagements, exciting people, as like here on Audioboo. But it's much more easy to communicate with them. It's so easy just to leave a comment. It's so easy to respond in line. It's so easy to tag people. It's so easy to send private messages. And something that Paul was talking about, wanting the ability to be able to speak directly to a group of people on Audioboo. Well, that's possible too in other apps. In fact, it's all possible in one app. But again, that's me. I'm using two apps because I have two different communities now. And I would like all my communities to be in one app because that's just easier. But I'm no longer worried about Audioboo in the sense that I'm going to leave it. I'm not. I will stay with Audioboo for as long as I can because of you. Because of you listening to this Audioboo now. So take care. It's been a great discussion. And hopefully next time I'll talk about something else. As always, if applicable, God bless.